AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Indiana, this place has become this platform for growth with really unique assets that I think are unmatched anywhere in the country.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to a special edition of AgBioScience as we look back on the news and highlights from the AgBioScience economy in May of 2024. Here with Kayla Chittister. Hello, Kayla.
Hello, Mitch. Nothing like May in Indiana.
Nothing like May in Indiana on a Tuesday after a long weekend. Jumping into the three big stories in May, I have goosebumps. Lots of headlines coming from Indiana AgBioScience in May.
Yeah, primarily from the Global Economic Summit, which you got to go to last week.
I did. The Global Economic Summit attracted 41 delegations from 30 countries, over 1,000 attendees, our partners at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Amazing job pulling this together. Really created a platform for big announcements and the biggest in the ag bioscience economy at GES this year was a monster announcement from Purdue. Elanco creating the new One Health Innovation District and a number of different attributes Jeff walked through.
Yeah, absolutely. We've talked increasingly about this intersection of health for people, plants, animals, the planet, and to see like a corporate academic partnership sort of come together to drive outcomes forward in this space. How exciting.
It is incredibly exciting when you look at Purdue's commitment. So just last year, Purdue and IU said they would both create R1 institutions, research institutions, academic institutions here in the capital city, not simply just a regional campus, but create institutions. Purdue President Meng Chang on stage said this was one of their big investments to create this facility at the former GM stamping plant. We're calling it the One Health Innovation District, located in partnership with Elanco, where Elanco's global headquarters will be. And if we look at all the things that were announced, I mean, it was an amazing action-packed announcement. So Purdue, putting a R&D center there, collaborating with Elanco. Elanco, clearly their global headquarters. Elanco talking about making their R&D operations, their biological, their biotech innovation operations available for entrepreneurs, and announcing a $2 million seed investment to a fund that Jeff talks about is focused on animal health, One Health at large. Here's Jeff Simmons, Elanco CEO, making the announcement from the Indiana Global Economic Summit just last week.
Listen, I'll start with really just this whole concept of One Health. That's what today is about. And it's really centered all on this interconnectivity between human, animal, and the planet. And it's an approach that really knows the individual is only as healthy as the whole. And that's the big idea today. And you're going to hear a lot about One Health. It's a concept that has driven our company, Elanco, and our innovation for the last decade. And it candidly is what we ruthlessly pursue every day. This whole area of One Health. At Elanco, we know that when we make life better for animals, pets, as well as the livestock and the protein they produce, we make life better. And that's one example, I think, of One Health. And when we decided to build our new headquarters at the GM stamping plant, the old site, we did so with a bold vision, not only creating a destination for our employees and our team members at Elanco, but also a vision of interconnectivity way beyond animal health in Elanco. We envisioned connecting the bigger One Health partners that were focused on things much more outside of animal health. We envisioned innovators, researchers, government, and industry. We envisioned the next generation of talent, as well as our customers all converging. But it all comes back to this challenging force of innovation. And we know innovation is hard. It's a stake of high probability of trying to solve something that can be low probability and how you do that. And so for life-changing innovation to move really from idea to reality, you really need to have the right ecosystem, the right environment. And that's really the big idea that came out of today. It requires connected partnerships. It connect, you know, the right team, the right capabilities, the right facilities, and of course, also capital, the right funding. And today's announcement really touches on each of these areas as we go through it that we believe enables One Health innovation to become a reality centered right in the center of this city, Indianapolis. Today, we're pleased to announce, and I'm very excited to announce, that Purdue University in Elanco will partner to anchor a newly created One Health Innovation District with the creation of a globally recognized research facility. Purdue and Elanco have committed to work with IEDC to develop a new shared-use facility on 3 acres within the One Health Innovation District that will include access for startups and innovators. We envision this facility will include office space, wet labs, incubator space, classrooms, creating a place where innovators can collaborate with academia from one of the world's leading R1 level research universities, an environment where innovators and top talent can work together to create advances. Following our remarks, President Chang, Governor Holcomb, and I will sign a shared memorandum of understanding that really formalizes this great news. In addition, one of the greatest roadblocks, and I want to touch on this today, for innovators in bioscience is the ability to bring an idea, really from proof of concept, into actually the ability to manufacture it and scale it. That's probably one of the biggest roadblocks. As a result, Elanco today is committing to open up our current Indianapolis Technical Development Facility to share these capabilities. We believe in Elanco and open innovation. Today marks really a historical milestone behind that belief. Ultimately, these facilities will transition to the One Health Innovation District in time, offering innovators and academia the capabilities of technical development really facilitates the ability to develop, manufacture, and scale innovation. I believe this will be a magnet for innovators around the world to come to this site. And I believe it's the only one being offered in any district that helps develop animal health. Elanco is also committing to purchase an additional 12 acres to the north of our downtown footprint for further expansion of our current facilities and for the start of the Epicenter for Animal Health. We believe launching the Epicenter for Animal Health can be a catalyst for the greater One Health District. An Epicenter for Animal Health will welcome global innovators in this space, really into a very unique ecosystem with unique capabilities to really do two things: to accelerate their innovation and to increase the probability of their innovation. Additionally, and importantly, attracting innovation also requires capital and financial support. So Elanco also announces that we're going to contribute up to $2 million of initial funding to jumpstart a new animal health venture fund. This new fund will support early stage innovators, will work closely in collaboration with IEDC to take advantage of available tools and programs that the state has to support startup activity in the space. In summary, the One Health Innovation District really begins today. And it begins with a leading R1 university, a planned multi-use facility with labs, incubators, researchers, also a technical development facility, an epicenter for animal health, and the creation of an animal health fund. It is my vision that the many partners in Indianapolis on this One Health District will set Indianapolis apart, really to deliver this collective difference that positions Indianapolis as a long-term One Health innovation powerhouse. We're also excited to put this ecosystem of capabilities on display this fall at a One Health Summit being planned in partnership with Purdue University, Applied Research Institute, Agrinovis, BioCrossroads, BioMedit, and Elanco. Together, we will convene innovators across plant, animal, human, and environmental sciences to define a new era of One Health. We'll also inspire and accelerate new innovations to tackle the world's toughest challenges, and we want to showcase One Health Innovation District as really the new frontier of innovation. We believe connecting innovators with the access to world-class, state-of-the-art resources will help bring solutions to some of the world's most pressing issues in the area of people, animals, and the environment.
Jeff's vision, his excitement, his belief in this One Health Innovation District, Kayla, so incredibly powerful. And what was so unique, I think, during this press conference was Purdue President Meng Chang really defining One Health and what it means. Take a listen. Here's Purdue President Meng Cheng on One Health and what it means and the opportunity ahead.
One Health is the foundation for the future health of all of us. I'm no expert. I used to be an engineer. Now I just watch basketball and go to budget meetings. And I understand One Health even less. But I've been learning from the colleagues at Elanco. And I fully appreciate, as do all of you, that animal health, human health, plant health, they're all integrated. We cannot advance one without advancing all three. And this public-private partnership, this university and company partnership, large companies, and as an open innovation ecosystem, as Jeff just alluded to, working together. That's what makes this so exciting.
You know, what I think is really exciting about this announcement, I mean, it's exciting in general, but it has to be noted, this is in addition to the Epicenter. This isn't, I mean, it will be part of the Epicenter, but they've purchased additional land in that area to make this possible.
They have. This is an expansion, really, of downtown to the west. But when you look at what Jeff shared just a couple years ago, when Jeff and the Elanco team announced that they would move their global headquarters to downtown Indianapolis, this was following their blockbuster acquisition of Bayer Animal Health, a $7 billion bet on the future, and Jeff is making it into reality. He wanted this to be the epicenter of animal health innovation. He is doing it. He is now doing it in partnership with Purdue, in partnership with the entrepreneurial ecosystem here in the state, here in the Midwest, really around the world. Jeff is making Indianapolis, the Elanco team making Indianapolis, this light on the hill for One Health.
Yeah, a destination really to bring new innovation to market.
It is an exciting time, and just a few hours before the announcement of the One Health Innovation District and Elanco's big move, Governor Eric Holcomb, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb, and Toph Day, CEO of Elevate Ventures, also made a blockbuster announcement.
Yeah, they're launching Elevate's first $100 million growth stage fund.
This is incredible. For those entrepreneurs listening, for corporates listening, really anyone listening, this is transformational for Indiana's venture economy, Indiana's innovation economy. You know, Indiana has long had a partnership with Elevate Ventures, one of the most active venture investors in the Midwest, in the country, really focused on that seed, early Series A, doing a lot of incredible work there. The announcement at GES was to create a growth equity fund focused on tech companies, not just what we think of traditionally as, you know, B2B software as a service, but tech at large. So sports tech, marketing tech, ag bioscience, ag tech, really anything with a total addressable market greater than $500 million. Toph talks about this really being a fund focused on those high growth companies. Could be a super, you know, rocket ship Series A, could be a Series B. And I loved when Toph made this announcement, the governor steps up on the stage and he puts this into beautiful perspective. Here's Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb on what this new $100 million growth equity fund looks like.
This is going to allow companies, startups, to become acquirers, not acquirees. And I just hear all over the world, we'll have these discussions over the next 72, 96 hours, where the forces at play are, it used to be the big ate the small. Now it's the fast eat the slow, or the entities that are refusing to change because of innovation. And now, in addition to being able to help cultivate and foster the growth from a startup, now Indiana will continue to be able to play a key role in having that innovation go from, as Toph mentioned, one stage to the next. And this is just going to be music to an entrepreneur's ears to know that Indiana's toolkit, if you will, for entrepreneurs who are pursuing innovation, who are pursuing how to make products better, faster, safer, lighter, you name it. This is filling that void that's been there, and they've had to unfortunately look elsewhere or be acquired. And so for Indiana, this is, I almost see it as addressing that missing link. And I can only imagine with folks from Agrinovis or our other associations who are keenly aware of what this will mean down the road, are going to build this into phone calls today to potential or current clients. And so thank you for flipping the script from acquiree to acquirer or acquirer here in Indiana, because you're proving just once again that if you want to make a good bet, bet on Indiana.
When you think about Indiana, Mitch, you know, these announcements from GES coupled with, you know, a Corteva Catalyst announcement from last month, it seems like we've now opened the aperture for the ecosystem to thrive from pre-seed all the way up to that growth stage innovation. There's a lot of opportunity here.
It is. I have goosebumps, Kayla. And when you think about what has happened, so zoom way out. We talk about ag bioscience. We talk about value-added food nutrition, animal health and nutrition, plant science, crop protection, ag tech, agriculture. We talk about all of these things. And one of the challenges historically has been access to capital. What we heard over the last, call it 45 days, we heard over just last week with Elanco and from our friends at Elevate Ventures and Indiana Economic Development Corporation, we heard what we just walked through. But let's put some perspective on this. We now have Corteva Catalyst, which is a venture effort focused on high promising technologies, really any stage, by the largest pure play ag company in the world, Corteva, headquartered here in Indianapolis. Rewind to last week, you have Elanco, the second largest independent animal health company in the world, saying they're going to double down on Indiana, make a venture fund available. This new, really interesting connection with a research institution, Purdue University, to augment this epicenter concept. And then the exclamation mark on this is, hey, it doesn't matter where you are in this ag bioscience, this broader innovation economy, we're going to put together a $100 million growth equity fund. Indiana, this place, has become this platform for growth with really unique assets that I think are unmatched anywhere in the country.
What? And do you remember last year when Jeff Simmons spoke to the Economic Club?
Oh, yes.
We heard him talk about the importance of Indiana seizing a very small window of opportunity. And you just heard the governor talk about speed winning right now. There's a lot of, I'm going to use a May reference. I'm so sorry. The foot is on the gas pedal as he goes into term three of his administration. Okay, I'm done. But you get the idea. Like, there's some speed and some sense of urgency to seize the momentum right now.
Without a doubt. And it is all across this economy, grateful for bold visionaries.
Yeah.
Jeff Simmons, incredible leader, incredible champion for Indiana, incredible champion for animal health as part of a broader solution to the world's toughest problems. We heard him talk about it. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb making big bets in really the final chapter of his administration. And then the industry overall coming together to say, let's go solve big problems. Let's go tackle the toughest challenges. And let's make sure those solutions are developed here. It is exhilarating to be a part of it.
Yeah. And we see it happening outside of GES a little bit this week, too, with Traction Ag.
Traction Ag, a really promising ag tech company. And raising funds in the current environment, not the easiest thing. No. I think we've heard from a lot of venture capitalists, a lot of startups who have wrestled with how best to capture capital in a really tight economy. Traction Ag making a big announcement. Cooperative Ventures, Plymouth Group coming together to invest $10 million in Traction Ag in a Series A venture round.
Yeah, not to repeat you back to you, but innovation always starts with the question, what problem are you aiming to solve? And Traction is solving some very critical problems.
They really are. I love the team up there, Dustin Sapp, an entrepreneur who I've had a chance to work with in the past, leading the team to tackle farm accounting. And while that may not be the most attractive, I was going to use a different word, but most attractive thing where somebody's like, that's exciting. It's a real problem to be solved. It's, you know, when you think about when grain is grown and all the cost associated with it, the actual transaction of that component of selling the grain that was grown isn't always in the same year. And so if you're using, you know, traditional software, that could be a real challenge. Traction has created a solution to tackle that. Also been an acquirer themselves. As we go back to Governor Holcomb, they've acquired the granular business component. They've acquired another farm software, farm financial software. It is really exciting to see what Traction is doing. And a really cool investor in Cooperative Ventures. These are two big cooperatives, ag retailers coming together to create a venture firm or venture fund, doing some really interesting work. There is a lot happening in Indiana Ag Biosciences.
Indeed. And a lot happening with Agrinovis. We have a Quadrant coming up in July.
We do. We would love for you to join us at Quadrant. We will be in downtown Indianapolis July 17th.
You nailed it.
I did nail it. And big news for July 17th. Sincerely, would love you to be a part of this. We are going to unveil what we're calling Accelerate 2050. This is taking a look at what we think, what a bunch of smart economists and a bunch of smart researchers think the future will look like across food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, agriculture. And then what does it mean for Indiana and how best do we capture that growth? How do we position ourselves to be the place where innovation originates? And I think what we're seeing is we have a really unique balance sheet here in Indiana, and we would love for you to be part of that. July 17th in Indianapolis, you can register online.
Yeah, if you go to agrinovisindiana.com and click on events, you'll see Quadrant and get registered there. We'd love to have you. It's a free event.
Free event is always good. Price is right.
Indeed.
And there's good food.
Yeah.
Good food, camaraderie. We'll have four startups joining us as well.
Yep.
So if you want to come see what's happening on the startup scene in ag bioscience, we'd love to have you. July 17th, mark your calendar. Kayla, it has been a delight to walk through what has been an absolutely incredibly busy May here in Ag Bioscience.
Very, very busy and very thrilled to be celebrating all the things we're celebrating.
It is good to be back at work, being back here on Ag Bioscience on a Tuesday after a long Memorial Day weekend. For those of all that recognized Memorial Day yesterday, thank you. And thanks to those who served, those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, defending our freedom, to your families, to their families. We're forever grateful in this country and grateful that those sacrifices make it possible for us to do things like this. Kayla, just grateful to have the opportunity to work with you, grateful for the opportunity here in Ag Bioscience. And holy cow, July is looking like it's going to be a fast one as well.
Whew, indeed.
On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I say thank you for listening.
We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Thanks.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.